Hey everybody, welcome back. It's been a while too. I actually don't know which episode this is. I have to check later. Finally, we got together. Thank you, Anchor, for allowing I think it's invite friend recording, so we don't have to be located in the same area now. It's super simple to use. So I'm very, very happy that we find that we could finally start recording again with all the craziness of COVID. With that being said, I don't know which episode we are on, but welcome back to the adventure of Mr. Anansi. And
Mr. WP, welcome back, everyone.
I thought you forgot the introduction for a
Oh,
second,
I almost
but
wait. I almost left a long pause there and have someone fill in the blanks for me.
yo, this is so simple. Like, I'm really amazed at how simple this is. Like, I even like the fact that I'm using my phone to do this.
Yeah.
And like I said, before I send you the invite, I tested it and it was so clear. And I have my AirPod in, so like I'm really, really enjoying this. Like, I'm free to like roam and do whatever, but obviously I'm not going to because I'm sitting in one spot. There's nowhere else to go. Okay, so I guess after this we do fun fact. It's been a while, so fun fact, and then we get into whatever we're gonna talk about.
Oh man, shoot. Man, fun facts, man. I almost forgot. Almost said we're sponsored by someone. That's how long it's been. Nah, but for real, guys, we're not sponsored by anyone. All right, still to this day.
Sponsored by nobody.
All right, so according to Travel Post, I wanted to just tie it to the Travel Post. So, like, before, like, during this pandemic that's going on. So, according to a recent survey, and this is on Travel Post's website, commissioned by Value Penguin, about 48% of Americans were forced to cancel their summer travel plans this year because of COVID. Of those, 46% lost money associated to cancellation fees and non-refundable deposits, averaging almost $855 per person.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Wait, so I thought oh, is there more?
Oh, nope.
Oh, so I thought there was like a law in place that the plane like that they had to refund the money,
I think
like
what
the company.
ended up happening was, how people like book lower, like standard, like lower prices, like they try to find lower prices for flights, like the
Oh,
non-refundable
okay.
ones. So like that
Yeah,
included like the airlines, like the hotels, like shoot. Well, cruise lines is a kind of like different because one for me, I know that they either give you a refund, they give you the refund back, or they'll put like the extra like credit. Like whenever you want to book the next cruise.
oh, okay. So those who lost out might be possibly they got credit and not the money.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
Okay.
855
Damn.
per person, yeah, that's on
That's a lot.
average. Yeah, that's nuts.
That's crazy. What would you do if that happened to
Well,
you?
that kind of happened to me because this week, actually, what's today, Sunday? Would I came back today from the honeymoon. Well, yeah, this
Oh.
the these 2 weeks, this past week and the week before, like Memorial Day week, I was
Yeah,
supposed to be
yeah,
in
yeah.
Europe.
Oh yeah, you guys were finally going to do the European trip.
Yep. So that's what happened with the cruises. So we used the credit just to book it for a future cruise. As for the flights, we did get our refunds for that.
Oh man, so we were supposed to be in the Grand Canyon in
Ooh.
May, right? And so we Jackie, I canceled it, and we got our money back, but it took her like a while, like to actually go through the whole process to get her money back. But yeah, but it's crazy. Like, they don't make it easy.
Nah, that's it's only because a lot of businesses are like losing money like by the day. So it's like,
It's
yeah.
crazy. It's crazy.
But
This whole thing, man.
nah,
But
it's
what, sorry.
wild. You wake up one day, 'cause well, what happened with in my case with the Royal Caribbean, like I heard the pandemic was going on and everything, and I was like, you know what? Maybe they'll resolve it before like my wife and I go like off on the cruise.
Yeah.
Like weeks kept going by, months kept going by, and I had to keep going on the website. And I'm like starting in my head, I'm like, oh, shoot, man, I don't know if this is going to work. I don't know if it's going to work. Next thing you know, they finally came out with the confirmation. I was like, yeah, we're canceling the cruise departures from this day through this day. And I was like, yep, that's our day. It's like, there's no way I'm going to get on this cruise.
Did you buy any of their stocks?
I do have stocks though. But you know what's the fun thing? So I bought the stocks when they hit $25 a share.
For Caribbean.
Yep. Oh, not
they didn't
not,
drop not below Carnival, that?
But on Royal Caribbean. Nope, it didn't drop lower than that. Actually, the lowest it dropped to I think it was like 23. But right now it's about, I believe it's close to $70 a share. And I have seven shares of that. Currently, I believe I have seven shares of that. Granted, they cut their...
Didn't it shoot up to like $50, though?
Yeah, it shoot up to 50. But like...
Yeah, so if you bought at 20, you made some. Even though you didn't buy like a lot of shares, you still made some.
Yeah, and the funny thing about it is that I believe Royal Caribbean, like before this whole pandemic, it was like trading off like at 120 a share. Like close to 120 a share. And it dropped all the way to around $23, $25 a share. So I'm just like, all right, that's a steal for me. Even when they bring back the dividends. So they had I think they recently just cut their dividends just to like cover some costs. But I was like, dang, I can't believe they're cutting their dividends. But I know, and all in all, like I'm like a long-term investor. That's how I treat everything with the stock market.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not just buying to buy.
Like, I have a lot of boring stocks, but then here and there, I'll be like, there's like some entertainment.
Yeah. No, I was kind of, this week was nuts. I think Friday was crazy. I don't know, maybe with more states open. I didn't do like research into why, but I just saw my stocks and I was super high because I like, you know, unlike, I think a lot of people, hopefully, were like anticipating this and bought into like airlines and bought into cruises and all that stuff to make sure, like, because those are long, in the long term, they're going to pay off, right? So, like, I invested even to in like the driving, like Uber, and I didn't invest in Lyft, I just invested in Uber.
I think right now Uber's like in my 30s, so it's not bad. It's like around 30, 35 a share, I believe. Yeah.
So I invested in like when the first dip, which was the wrong, which was a mistake on my part, because then it dipped again. But then I reinvested and bought more shares of it to bring my average down. So I hope a lot of people who are listening did the same. And then even in my 401k, I readjusted and put more towards stocks than bonds, even though that was risk. You know, you're buying low and you're consistently buying low if it's dropping. So eventually it will catch up and it will even out and average out, from my understanding, right? I'm not a financial advisor or anything, but just from the looks of what happened to it. So I didn't lose a lot of money like a lot of people did.
I think what happened too, right, in terms of the stock market, so many people are afraid of, like, people are like, oh man, like the stock market's going down. Like, the best time to buy is when it's red, is when it's down. And I'm just like, all right, so that example that you mentioned, like the fact that like Uber went down a little bit more. Eventually Uber's gonna go back up if you're thinking long term. Right. If you're a short term investor, you're I can't do this. But like a long term investor, probably like within, I'll say like at least two years or something like that, you're gonna forget that it ever went down.
Yeah. No. Exactly. Like if you are like thinking about like the future and all that stuff, you can like taste those risks, because even if you lose money, at the end of the day, you know, like at some point it's gonna rebound, right? So even if you lose money, you're hoping for that result, and you're not cashing out right now. So yeah, no, I see what you mean. Like, again, I hope, and you know, we're just gonna talk about current state, and that's part of current state stuff. You know, hopefully people start really investing and investing in black owned businesses as well. You know, investing in our people. So, but yeah, hopefully I'm trying to look for some on the stock market. So if you're listening to this and you know,
Like a black owned business in the stock market.
I know there's a real estate company called Tulsa Real Estate, which is I think it's yeah, but you could do I think an investment with them on like real estate and stuff like that. But I don't think they're on the market.
Still private. Like,
So they just purely like buy real estate. So I don't think you could invest in, and that's why I'm interested in real estate. So it's stuff like that. And it's like black owned. They literally just, they buy in black communities and stuff like that too. And try to rebuild it.
Oh man. What is my current state right now? Of course, I think this is just like an eye opener, like support locally, like you just mentioned. Like, everyone should just be supporting local. Like, before everything, like, happened, the fact of, like, you supporting locally, like, helps that local person, like, with, you know, their, like, any situation that's going on with them. Like, they're part of their using this money, like, this business to, like, support their family, like, shelter, food, water, and all that nine yard stuff, like the bills around in the house. It's just that a lot of people don't take consideration of, like, how much effort and work it is for like owners or like the owners of these small businesses, like to get like their foot in the door and like to rise up in like the economy.
You know what's even crazier? The fact that like the small business, they were supposed to receive a loan to help and it didn't, and a lot of them didn't receive it. And I think, and I might be wrong, but in LA, I think the Lakers, the money that they received to help them, they gave back to to the community. I think I read something on that. And I hope that's true.
That's pretty good. That would be really good if that's the case. Yeah. I think, I don't know. So, I'm not sure that everyone got it. Yeah. I'm not sure if everyone got it as well. That's sad. Like a lot of people got cut, from the stimulus checks, like how that happened.
Yeah.
Like it like cut out a lot of people. Like for example, in this this scenario, like say if you was a college kid and you were still like being, your parents were like filing you, like they were claiming you on their tax returns. He was like not qualified to get the stimulus check.
Right. I was kind of I don't know, man. That was wild. You know, for example, let's say if you're a college student and your parents claimed you, but at the same time, you know, you filed dependent. You didn't get anything. That was it, right?
That was it.
Yeah, because that happened. That happened to us. Like, because I mean, I found out. Like,
yeah, man,
that was crazy.
And then I guess they're like trying to pass like all these other bills, but like at the same time, I'm not trying to go left, right, or center. I'm just literally just speaking exactly what's been declared, like in the news and like everywhere, like online and stuff. I guess they were trying to pass bills that like either like all of like everyone that's 16 and over are accepted to have it, like to receive a stimulus. But at the same time, like people are like putting it on pause. That's in Congress because they're trying to see what's going to happen now that everyone's going back to work.
So speaking on that, it was crazy, like 2 days ago or 3 days ago, I got a letter. I threw it out. I think it's people are doing scams.
Unemployment thing or the
So like the crazy thing is like I'm aware of like who received and who didn't receive in terms of that. The salary gap and everything. So I got this and you should be aware how you file your taxes, right? like, is it mailed in or is it electronically? Because if it's mailed in,
Right.
they send you a check. If it's electronic, from, again, from my understanding, is from, if it's from filing online and you send it electronically, they
Your
send it
debit.
to your the bank
Yeah,
account.
bank
Yeah,
account.
they don't, right? So I'm aware of all that stuff, and I feel bad for a lot of people, mostly probably the older generation, because of some of these scams that are coming out. Like, I got this letter saying, hey, the government said if you use this card, and it's a debit card, you could put all the spending on this debit card. And I'm like, what? What? I'm like, so I let it sit for a couple of days because I was so confused. Like, the government is giving me a debit card to spend money on? And it's like officially legit. Like, it has like, you won't like it. It's sponsored, it's like everything. Like, the way they have it
People are
done, it's
going
like,
all out.
wow. Even through the pandemic,
They don't
scammers don't
sleep.
sleep, man. Scam, 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 man. 419,
Also,
they don't sleep.
not a, all right. So, peep this. So, I literally was just thinking, like a while back, like when everyone was getting their rounds of stimulus, I was thinking to myself, I was like, all right, I wonder what people are going to use the stimulus money for. And, the reason why it was approved is to, like, help the, I guess, families, like, cover whatever expenses they have. And I was thinking, I was like, all right,
Yeah.
what are people going to use it for? They're going to use it for maybe their bills. That's probably primary. Either bills or like something like, I guess, food for their family. That's another huge asset. I mean, a huge reason. But then there was like people that was like using it to pay off, like pay like Amazon, like to go to Amazon shopping and like still like booking vacations and all that stuff. Yeah.
What? Really? Is it like
I wish I
statistics on
had the
this?
statistics, but I just saw it everywhere online. Like people were like all over like social media was just like either like somebody like, all right, I'm using my stimulus to like buy stuff online or like, I'm gonna go out on like book a flight or something like that, go on a grand vacation. I'm just like, yo, that's crazy.
Really?
So I thought of this, and then I thought, so someone I follow online, he's like someone I look at when it, in terms of actually the stock market and all that stuff, like when it comes to like saving and all that stuff. So he said this. He said the how it was like the limit, like you was mentioning, of like how much you can get from there. So like,
Yeah.
of course, the people that's over the limit's not gonna get it, but at the same time, they still are at the end of the day, because they're getting the stim like the people that are getting the stimulus checks, they're paying for their rent. So that's going to the people that owns like the houses that what you call it, using it for rent. It's gonna go to the owners. It's gonna go to like the owners of like the Amazon. It's gonna go to the company for Amazon. It's basically gonna go to everyone else except for except for the person that it's originally for. Like they're not gonna keep it. So like,
Right, because they
yeah.
keep the economy alive, right? They keep the economy alive by giving this check out. But a lot of people have other priorities, and you don't know. We don't know other people's pocket. You
Right.
don't know other people's situation. But to your point, like, I wish there was like some statistics on this, on, and we don't know it, of how many people are actually use this for to pay bills, their credit cards, and all that stuff. But that's kind of crazy that, a lot of people used to get things that they always wanted or not need, which is a big difference,
Right.
if that's the situation. So hopefully, I hope majority of people use it to, like, pay for their bills, and which in certain, I think people did. In my
Oh
head, I
yeah.
thought people did. I thought it was just a joke, because I saw the on Twitter somebody saying he's gonna get a fancy haircut for his dog or something like that. And so the whole time I thought these were jokes. I didn't know like people are actually out
No,
here.
people are out here really like trying to stunt during quarantine.
That's
Speaking of
crazy.
stunting, I know this is kind of like a left, right, center topic, but like we have to talk
Yeah.
short, like quickly about the looters. About looters and like, the protesters and all that stuff. So when I was like watching on like the news, like I see on social media, like people like going into stores and taking it. Like personally, I understand why all this is, why it's all going on. But then there, you'll see people like, mm-hmm. like the other day, I heard like someone was trying to break into the New England Aquarium, and I was like, wait, what? Someone was trying to take a penguin, and I was wow, these people are really trying to go all out and trying to take an animal.
Yeah, before we even get into that topic, let's preface who right. are the looters, right? And who, so one, first of all, right. rest in peace to George Floyd. Both of us being of the African community mm-hmm. and African American community. This is something that touches both our heart. And, you know, we can't sit here and be like, we have an experience being side-eyed or stopped for no reason. Because I have, mm-hmm. and I don't know about you, but I have for no reason, being followed in stores. And this whole thing is just disgusting. And I'm glad that the person, the officers are trialed. They're both, mm-hmm. all of them are thugs. Let's put it out. Those officers are thugs. Similar to how they preference us with right. thugs and all that stuff. They are thugs. And it's unfortunate that a life had to be lost for the rest of America to see the pain and the anger in all of our hearts every single day, being stereotyped and being side-eyed and chased around. And yeah, anyways, with that being said, the looters are not from our community. Most of the looters right. are not from our community. And the news won't talk about that. You know, for example, who the hell wants right. to go to an aquarium and sell a fucking penguin?
That's blows
my mind. We are fighting for our lives. Right. We are fighting for our lives and fighting for a better justice system. And you have other people who have other agendas attaching themselves to it. Right? It's sad. Like, I saw somebody stole a whole tank in Chicago.
A military tank?
It was in Chicago. Like, are you...
Wait, yeah, I was thinking of the turtle tank that's in my one of my rooms in the house.
No, this is, I saw like, there was like, they stole a tank, some people stole cars in LA. And like, there were, I don't know if I sent you the video breakdown of the two people starting like the burning of cars in LA and how they set it off and try to get people involved. There's some white people out there starting like writing BLM BLM on tombstones and trying to get the community to look bad, right? So it's so sad. So I'm glad a lot of the protests have gone peacefully, and then you have the officers trying to turn right. it into something else, right? Jackie went to one, and when it was happening, it was very, very peaceful. As they were all about to leave, whenever they were chanting, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe," the police will try to drown them out wow. with sirens. You know, so they want us to look bad. They want the fight to, like people saying, looters and chaos to override the main purpose of what's going on. But it's actually mm-hmm. it's working into our favor because they're looking bad now with all the craziness they're doing. And thank to social media and Black Twitter. Twitter mm-hmm. won't exist without Black people. Let's put that out there because we make it live. We make it very, very lively. Thanks to Black Twitter and the whole entire African or African American mm-hmm. or African descent community on Twitter. We are not letting this die out, you know what I mean? And actually showing the truth of what's happening. So the media can't control the narrative anymore. Mm-hmm. We are going to try to control our own narrative. And I'm very proud of everybody that's out there supporting either his money or protesting. If you can't go out there and protest and you're supporting black owned businesses, supporting either the NAACP or the BLM foundations, the numerous ones that mm-hmm. are out there. I'm very proud of Obama. What he's doing. Yeah. I don't know if you've seen everything that he's been doing in all of this.
It just blows my mind that like it took a cell phone. Well, first of all, it took someone's life. It took all this, like you mentioned, all the looks, the the comments, the assumptions, the and then a self like cell phones to that's all it took for like everyone, like you said, like the band-aid's removed now. Now everyone's starting to see what America really is, what it is for. And the sad thing about it is that that's about 400 years for America to really realize what it's been going through.
Did you watch the speech I sent you? I don't know her name. I wish I did. The young lady, I don't know, that she was talking about. People are going to focus on the looting. You know, they're lucky that America. Right. I mean, they're lucky that black people didn't want revenge. We just want equality. And I was listening to that, and I was like, but all the points that she hit a long way about how they destroy and burn down Tulsa. You know, it's just that's unreal. I think I mentioned that to you. If you haven't listened to that,
I listened to part of it, but I remember mentioning to you the Tulsa massacre.
You like did, and I was very sure. Sunday, I think this was like our conversation last early. Before we started recording, we talked on the phone, and it was crazy. Like I knew about the the Black Wall Street and how, but I didn't that's how like, it all connect ended. It together.
I was just like, wow, that's insane.
They don't teach you that in school, man. Like I wish they teach you. You know, again, this Black history is American history, but
they teach you more so. Like civics. Civics is a perfect example. They try to teach you how to, like, the three bureaucracies. Like, I can tell you the three bureaucracies and all stuff, but I feel like I would have been able to, like, learn that later on in life just because where we live in the country. No.
Dude, they don't even teach you finance. You think they're going to teach you about that? It took me like after I graduated to truly like seek that knowledge on my own, you know, to really understand the economy and how it really, really works. And to live, you know, in a country, spend all this money, spending on your education, right? In college, even in college, right? And if you don't go into, I guess, finance or
I just want to put it out there. I strongly believe, I don't know about you, but like, it's like the next thing about it. I was thinking about it like the whole time, like, but even like before like this happened, like racism leads to poverty, and then poverty is led by racism. I mean, a lot of poverty is coming from racism, and then.
Oh yeah, I mean because it's economically it kind of strong arms you, right? Because you know, not getting the right jobs, not getting the education necessary to uplift yourself, and even if you try, it's like you have years to catch up, right? You know, and again, I refer to my friends that young lady. I need to find her name by the end of this. Well, she said it with using a monopoly. She used a monopoly board. Like years of not being able to play, and finally you're able to play, and then they're still holding you back, you know. And then all the burn down where you build, where we work hard for,
Kimberly Latrice Jones. They take it from you.
Yes. Again, very, very. I love how she explained it. Out of all of this, her and Killer Mike are the one. Oh my God, I love Killer Mike's speech. Oh man, and the fact that was just like, just on the spot, like it was very emotional. And I hope people do go out there and do exactly what he said. Do exactly what he said. And you get more involved in the community and in politics and councils. And you know, and I tell people here all the time in Worcester, people don't know who's on the Worcester school board. And I've been to a couple of the school board meetings. Last time I went, it wasn't now, but nobody that looks like me or you. But and speaking for my own community, it was there's about what 30,000 Ghanaians in Worcester.
You just don't know because it's like, yes, they're not like really out nobody there.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's crazy. It's crazy. They're 30,000 Ghanaians, but then the Worcester school board, and I'm pretty sure in there's other Africans and African American that are in mass numbers like that too.
Didn't we talk about representation? That, like, I think it was last Sunday too. We talked about how there's only one person of color on the board, right? In the committee?
It's a Hispanic. Yeah, it's a Hispanic, a young Hispanic dude. And he won. He won the last election. And that was when I was like really trying to do things with my nonprofit here. But now I'm like focused on in Africa. And so I used to go to the school board stuff. I used to be super involved. And I'm going to get back involved. Even without my nonprofit, I'm going to get back involved. And I feel like I need to at this point, you know.
And you know what blows my mind? It blows my mind that the government, right? They always try to like focus on like things that's going outside the country. But as you can see, like all the protests is going on in all different parts of the world. Like they know what the issue is and they're literally throwing it back to the government saying like, you have issues right outside your window, bro. Stop worrying about us right now.
Yeah. It's crazy because they're doing all of these things but address the issue. Like the whole like painting BLM leading to the street that leads to the wild. We don't care about that. Give us some executive orders that will force action. You know, put some laws in place that will force action. We don't care. Don't put up Black Lives Matter street signs. We don't care. We don't want to be. We don't care.
Street sign could literally be taken down tomorrow. But if something's like written down in law, that cannot be replaced.
Yeah. If the street sign is what you need to remind yourself that somebody is of the same equal value as you, then that's pathetic. You know, that's pathetic. But again, at the end of the day,
one of the last things, I don't know if we want to continue on this or we could just jump on to the next thing, but whatever floats your boat. But like, it blows my mind when, like, before I used to like when this all started, like, there were like different sides, right? That was going on online. And then the fact that like people are like trying to bring up facts that says like, you know, there's more white crime in America, like white killings in America. And I'm just like, duh, because there's more of a white population in the country.
One of the things that I think is also really, really hilarious is when people say black people are killing black people. Yeah, white people are killing white people too. Hispanics are killing Hispanics too. It's crime by literally by distance, right? The community you live in, you're more likely to commit crimes in those communities.
No.
So it has nothing to do with color. So that brings it back to where you're living.
So it's like based off of poverty, you're two times more likely to be in a crime based off where, like you mentioned, where you live. And on top of that, I guess what's going on, like I've been doing like my research and whatnot regarding like the police system, like, you know how like they get like promotions, all that stuff. They get promotions off of like, you know, arrests and misdemeanors. And where do you think an officer would want to go in order to get a promotion, to get like that statistics up?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Where it's easy to arrest.
Correct.
Without anybody questioning why you're arresting this person.
Yeah.
And isn't that like the same thing with traffic stops?
Yep.
Like at the end of, that's why like at the end of the month, like you see a lot of.
But once again, that's my belief.
That is insane.
And after doing my research, that's truly like I've witnessed in that coming from Boston. Like I'm just like in those low poverty areas, and I'm just like, wow, this is real. Like this is legit real that's going on right now.
Yeah, man. It's again, I hope there's some actionable items that come out of this unfortunate circumstances that and this craziness of place we are right now. Proud and thankful for all those out there protesting and all those out there, you know, also donating and giving back and all those allies as well. Mm-hmm. Because oftentimes I know there are allies and in all of this as well that's making things happen. And thank you guys as well. But we need to, as the whole Black community, African descent, Africans, African American, wherever, you know, whatever, the diaspora, I'm glad we are taking action together and no separation.
That's it.
And
that's how that's literally it. I feel like I like you mentioned, I'm happy that everyone's like joining together, realizing what's going on, like what needs and what needs to be done, like straight right there to the point. So I appreciate everyone, like all the allies that you mentioned, that's like stepping up and supporting the cause of what's going on.
We just wanted to touch on those with current events and craziness in circumstances that we found ourselves in. With that, you know, that's more current event, actually. We're actually not going to leave current event today on the Adventure Pod, but so Will, what were you going to be doing, and how has this, including the George Floyd circumstances and COVID circumstances, in terms of travel, how you think that's going to impact how you travel?
So for one, I'm still in a little of a depression of not being in Greece or coming back from Greece, that is.
Well, what do you guys think? Santorini. Something like that, right?
So that was one of the stops. I believe it was five different stops. Because Greece is like split up into like different islands. So like, yeah, it's literally different stops during the whole week. It was a week cruise. So what am I going to do? Like, with how is this going to affect me in regards to trips? I might have to be a little more careful in terms of like if things like decide to start opening again, like not to immediately to like, you know, go out on a cruise, for example. But I know Tulsa's gonna think a little differently, so I'm gonna have to discuss that with
I was gonna say the same thing, like in terms of like going places. It's gonna be tricky now.
Although I think the Grand Canyon would be a good place to go. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, unless you have to go on a plane.
Yeah.
Right. I thought about that. I wonder how long of a drive it is.
Yeah, Tulsa wants to do a road trip to look that up. What was it? Not Los Angeles. I forgot what city, but in California. But from here.
From here?
Yeah.
66. Isn't that Route 6? Like, if you go through, like, 66, you end in, like
I believe, Santa Monica. Though.
Yeah.
Around Santa Monica, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be dope. That'd be a dope trip. Like, we've been trying to figure out what
I have a few weeks up, like, now built up in my PTO, so. I can literally say do whatever I want to.
Yeah, take like two weeks off and go on this road trip. I know we're gonna do one to Arcadia, which isn't bad. I will, if you guys are interested,
let me know.
Like, you want to make it a college trip? Because I for one.
Wait. So if you know that's only gonna be you. It's gonna be you and me then.
That's what I'm saying.
How long is that trip?
It's Maine. Oh, it's Maine. So it's like
5 hours?
From here, I think from yeah. So to Portsmouth is like what two? It's like two so it's like 2 hours from Portsmouth, I think. Which is a 5 hour trip.
My brother in law, he goes to school up in Maine too. Like right at the border, close to the border to Canada. So yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I feel like that's how like in terms of traveling, like now it's like you're gonna have to either do more traveling or more driving. Or just put your faith take Jesus, take the wheel, and take the plane, and then like wish more. And I heard like there's a lot of precautions they're taking now, but without a cure, I think it's very very tough. Because we're supposed to be in October. We're supposed to be in.
What? Oh yeah, no. I think Japan. You told me this already. Wait, did you tell me this? I think
Japan and Budapest. Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
That pain in Budapest for 30 years.
That's all I can say. It was good.
Yeah, I was ready to chill. See, look at that. It's supposed to be in Japan, then Budapest, and then now I'm home. So, man. Like last year I traveled so much that
you know how people are always saying like 2020 is the year of division? Last year everyone was like 2020 eyesight. You know, and all that stuff. Like people were saying that last year. And now it's like 2020. Like, unfortunately, all the stuff that has happened this year, man. It probably like really did give people like an eye opener of like what to do in perspective.
It put a lot of things in. I'm not gonna lie, it did put a lot of things in perspective. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a lot of things that I thought mattered didn't matter, to be honest. Like, you know, going to restaurants to go eat and going to the movies, and not that those like entertainment, like things in entertainment that I thought matters, didn't matter. You could find other ways to entertain yourself and get yourself into other things that are more productive. You really do start to think about mortality too, though. I don't know if you ever had those thoughts, like about mortality and like lifespan, legit. It's like, because now it's like a year has been taken away from any other experiences that you'll be having. But if you think about it, your ass will probably still sit on the van every day, right? Those are hours you never got back. Now, you know, due to the circumstances, you know, God knows you have gotten those time back. And you're not commuting anymore. What are you doing with those time? You know what I mean? Like, are you staying in bed being lazy? Or are you doing something productive extra with those times?
Right.
Are you what are you doing to enhance your life? Because you have legit gotten the whole year to freelance and do whatever you want. Because you have your 9-to-5 still. But you have your 9-to-5 in a remote location. So you honestly don't have to even be at your house.
Yep.
You could be on the road somewhere as long as you have So it makes you think, I don't know, it makes you think about, like, all that stuff. Like, you work so hard, you do all of these things. You think, you know, you're working hard for an end game. But then at the end of the day, all of that could be like that.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like, in terms of, like, money, it's like, sorry, I actually just got an Instagram message. I'm looking at a black screen. This is weird. So I'm looking at a black screen
about money,
and like my phone's in my hand, but I'm talking close to the phone, and the phone's black. But then next thing you know, it like appears, like the screen appears, and then it's like a message. It was Adrian too. It was about food, actually.
Probably something about food.
It was about food.
I knew it.
All right, but yeah, anyway, I drove too far, like in terms of finance, like it's not how much money you make, it's how much money you keep. So like in situations that are like this, like the person I follow right now on Instagram, I could tell you more about it later, but like basically he was talking, like his goal is, one of his goals is, if he ever like the last paycheck he has, he wants to be certain that this paycheck will be able to cover everything that I need if anything has ever happened to him. Like, if something ever had to happen. Like, in terms of, like, we could use this pandemic, for example. If he was never able to get another paycheck after this, like, during this and then beyond, he knows that paycheck will be, he'll be able to be, like, he's secured, like, enough to, like, say, like, okay, I can cover all my expenses for X amount of years and still be able to invest in myself just based off of like what I built to get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like you mentioned the mortality, like that too. I've just been thinking a lot about life, like the hiking. I've been going outside a lot more. That's why now I'm talking about like miles that I'm going to be doing every day. And I'm always like increasing the miles around here, walking with Atticus.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah, that's good, man. It's good that you're getting outdoors. I mean, you have no choice but to get outdoors, right? Or you're cooped up inside. And even that, I feel like a lot of people are not even taking that to heed and doing that, right? Like when this whole thing started, me and my sisters, we work out every morning. We found like this 12-minute workout. And it's like high intensive workout. And then like we started doing that. And then we missed like a whole week because we got lazy. And then it was like, you're out of shape like that within that whole week. After that, we couldn't keep up. And so I was like, Jesus. Oh, that's good. And that, like, we did it for like almost a month straight. And then like after taking a week off because body was hurting and all that stuff. So we was like, you know what? Let's take a couple days off. And
it it's was like you're on day one all over
come
again.
Back to you. Like, you can't even do it anymore. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know. So now, you know, now I'm lifting again. I have the whole gym set up downstairs and I'm like doing walk. Mm-hmm. I found a bike trail at Green Hill. So I'm gonna start doing that too. So anything else outdoors, move away from the screen a bit.
Oh yeah.
This morning I did, you know how like iPhone tells you your screen percentage? Yeah, I don't know how accurate that is, but it says my dropped 53% last week. Yeah, and I'm obviously with all the news, and at one point, like I took work off on Tuesday just to get away from it all, and you know, I just got away from my phone a bit and got, you know, it was mentally exhausting. It was just draining to even think about that news and the sadness and constant like barrage on social media, because a lot of other things will pop up and it just depress you and.
From all that.
Yeah, you know, for your mental health, you have to get away from this situation. It sucks didn't know what was happening, but I felt like I had to get away just for mental health because I was getting depressed, bro. Like,
yeah.
Every 2 seconds, like, I don't know. I'm like, yo, come on. But yeah, that being said, like, I'm glad that I feel like adventure-wise, like, you know, to your point, you have to find things that, like, add mileage. Like, to me, like, this hill was right next to my house. Like, I've gone there, like, chilled there for a bit. But I've never gone there to, like, say I'm a walk there. I would drive there. And I found out it was a golf course.
Yeah, it's on the right side.
I've driven through there
so
many times. I've never actually
been on the right side. If you're driving up, yeah.
Right. I never knew, you know. I never knew. And mind you, I drive there, like... But now, you know, I'm like, oh, wow, that's a big-ass golf course, you know? And, like, yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, you see more of things. You focus more on the little things and little signs here and there. So it's forcing me to, like, do things I normally wouldn't do.
Remember last Sunday I told you I went hiking? Like, I felt good, but I wasn't even tired about it. Like, tired. Like, you know how you're, like, you're exhausted after, like, going for a hike, like, the first time in a while. It wasn't like bad for me only because of like the stuff that I was doing beforehand. Like I was always like doing those walks with Atticus and it would be like 2 miles a day. Then now it's like 3 miles a day.
Right.
But yeah.
That's good, man. Those hikes like was it oh yeah you told me where you went. But yeah. I'm gonna start doing those trails. I don't know how long they are, so I probably will drive there because it's probably longer than I think it is.
Nah,
I'm gonna be out there for like 5 hours.
For example, the Worcester trails are not 5 hours. Nah.
No, but from my walking there from my house, that's what I'm saying. From here to Green, it takes me about 25 minutes. So I don't know how long those trails are. So then you walk back, that's another 25 minutes. So
the trail's like,
so you probably be out there for like 3 hours. Yeah, you probably be out there for like 3 hours. And I'm like, maybe the first time I do it, I bring a car in there, see how it is. And then the next time,
walk, I don't know if I'm gonna bring Atticus to a trail. He's like one of those dogs that like he likes to walk in front of you sometimes, but he likes to be a leader, and I'm just like, I don't know, because some trails, like the one I went on last Sunday, they like go vertical, and I'm just like, yeah, I'm not sure if he's ready for that. But like some paths that like it's like a small slope up the hill, he probably can manage that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was the one that is not a hill though.
Mm.
And like I see people bring their dogs and they let their dogs run it. Just whenever I see people like let their dogs go and they run
with Atticus. I don't know if he'll come back. He probably might find another dog.
Mm-hmm. That's funny. Yeah, I've seen people doing it. It's pretty neat. Yeah, I'm just excited I found it. I need to find more stuff to do.
And like Worcester, the Connecticut line, even Rhode Island, there's like a few stuff. Speaking of Connecticut, I heard from my neighbor that Connecticut's open. TJ Maxx. And then we were talking to our neighbor about like how him and his family, they went to Putnam, which is like 25 minutes from here. And like all the restaurants are open there. So they were able to sit down and eat outside. He was like, I feel like a whole new man now and everything. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's good. I was like, yeah, that's good.
Stay away from me.
Good. I'm just getting out of my car like, and he's mentioning this backing to me. Up. That's good. And I'm like, yeah, that's good. Oh, good. That's good for you and your family. That's the question. Yeah. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I know Connecticut has a lot of trails and hikes and stuff, so.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Yo, that's I know my basketball game's kind of like reduced a little bit, so.
But
I need to get back on the court because I think, didn't the, what phase was the basketball courts? Do you know? Was it two or three?
I have no idea, but I know 5 years and I've been playing outside. He keep inviting me and I keep saying no, so he stopped.
Ball is life for that kid.
I'm like, yo, stop inviting me. You're in the middle of a pandemic. Like,
he's going to the league.
Like, you're in the middle of a pandemic and you're out here trying to ball up. Like, get out.
Oh, speaking of leagues, I heard the NBA is coming down.
Yeah, get out of here.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty excited, but at the same time, it's like it has no fans and they're coming back because they want to give LeBron a ring.
The year that
which is fair, he deserves it. He was dominant.
No way. A pandemic happens. Like, what are the odds? I was like, yo.
Yeah.
And right.
You know the haters like the year, are going to be like,
the year that the Warriors aren't good. KD's not playing. And LeBron and the Lakers are literally exceeding over the NBA. A pandemic happens.
I'm gonna put a bait out there. They get that the league is like when like Michael Jordan played. Put a bait out there, you know. Easy league, man. They get that the league is like when Jordan played. They, you know, this happens, man. Oh man, nah, I'm joking.
Oh, true. You're about
we
to
all know. We all know Jordan is second.
All right, there goes all our followers right there. About to have the most debatable.
About to get some viewership
on this podcast. Nope.
Had nothing to do with traveling. You know, unfortunately, we can't travel. But turn into a sports podcast.
Did you watch The Last Dance?
I did.
Well,
actually
found it online.
I watched before everybody did.
Oh yeah. I missed it.
You know how it was
they caught it.
Yeah. Yes. So yeah, so no, no. I mean, it was available on the
place
where I watch my things. So and I'm not going to put those places out there. On the legal places where I watch my stuff. it was available, mm-hmm. and so I binged it in one Saturday, mm-hmm. Except for the final two episodes I didn't get, because those were not leaked.
When they came out.
So then I watched the final two episodes on a later, on a later, I let everything finish, and I watched on a later date. But yeah, I thought, again, I thought very self-involved. Mm-hmm. There were, I'm not gonna lie, there is some things that I got out of it, like motivation-wise.
Yeah.
Homie was a psycho. He was a psycho, man. Like, to be that driven, to that point where you have to make things up, like, bro, that is absurd. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I've done things like that where, like, if I'm like, yeah, I need competition, but I don't make stuff up in my head. Right, to motivate myself, like I will, you know, I'll try to compete with someone.
I think
I'm not gonna sit here and make things up in my head.
Some people compare Kobe to Jordan, right? Not saying with the list wise, like how they who falls where on the list of like the greatest players, but like some, like the mentality, they compare Kobe to Jordan. And Kobe was like, if you listen to some of Kobe's interviews, he thinks the same thing. I'm like, yo, Kobe's a psychopath too. But you know, God rest his soul, he's an amazing player. He turned out to be an amazing player. But I don't know. I think probably the way to, like,
yeah,
maybe, I don't know, the way to, like, to be like the greatest, you might have to be a psychopath.
There has to be something. Like, it's crazy that you say that, because Wesley Snyder, he's a soccer player, or football, soccer to America, football to the rest of the world, football, yeah, to the rest of the world. He said something about Messi and Cristiano, and he was like, he could have been like them, but he didn't want to make the sacrifices and wanted to enjoy his life. Because he was like, he was ridiculously good. I don't know if you remember him from the World Cup. I think they won in 2000.
It's about Germany, right?
The Flying Dutchman. I think, was it 2010? Oh, no. I'm not sure. Yeah. But that, no. This is the Holland. They won the World Cup that year where he had this play they called the Flying Dutchman. It was a corner kick, and he just flew in like a header out of nowhere, like a Superman fly, and headed in. He was insane. Like, this dude was an insane player for Man United, and I think he played for, was it Arsenal at some point? Man United and Arsenal, before he went to Inter Milan and then went back to Holland, but to retire. But he had a point. Like, this dude was an insane player. But then he was like, if he wanted to be, he said he's very, very special because there's something, have sacrificed so much to be on that level. You have to sacrifice a lot. And I was like, Jesus.
My dude's doing, like, Superman jumps and on the field.
How much do you have to sacrifice?
I gotta make some more sacrifices. I'm like, wait,
what? He said, but he said he didn't feel like it. And he didn't feel like being one of the greatest ever. He just wanted to be a good, like, what? I'm like, that's insane. Like, you're out here, like, you were like an insane player, one of the top players in our generation to watch. And you're saying this, and it's true, he did enjoy his life, because literally after he retired last year, like a month later, he had like a gut because he's been drinking and partying. So I'm like, I guess you know, the work ethic is the difference, right?
I think is the biggest keyword difference. Think, because I'm not in Jordan's head. I think that's where when I think of Jordan's, like, head, like, what, like, game wise what he thinks in his head, I literally think I'm like walking, and like, you watch Game of Thrones, right? You know how Sam went to the library, like the city with the library? I think of that, like the like, Jordan's head is, like, that big, and you don't know where he is. Mm-hmm. Or even, like, not even that, but, like, the place with many faces that Aya went to go train? That's Jordan's head right there. Like, he'll start to make things up left and right, like you mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
Just like, all right.
Yeah.
He's gonna blame the coach for, like, for his motivation to start going off. I'm like, yo.
like you sneeze next to me. I didn't like that. I'm gonna drop 50 just to tell you.
Yeah,
dude, he made the thing right. Instead about the Denver Nugget coach not shaking his hand. No, sorry.
Yeah,
it was he became a Denver Nugget, but the Portland coach Carl George Carl, he made things about him not shaking his hand. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, bruh, just go about your day, man.
I think I would have accepted it if he literally just said the documentary. Like, I like would imagine some things, but not discuss what it was. Like, and just left it like that. Like, I imagine some things. Like, I use that. Like, you mentioned, like, motivation and all that stuff. But, like, don't announce exactly, like, what that imagination you created to trigger your gameplay for the next game. Because that was wild. Dude doesn't get his hand shaked 50 points next game.
Yeah. Right? I feel bad for that kid, right? That had a really, really good game. And then Jordan said, he said something. I'm like, bro, what? Dude,
I guess that's what people are talking about, yeah, like, with LeBron. Like, he doesn't have that mentality. I'm just like, all right, man.
And he's still great. Imagine if he did. He'd be the second coming. If he had that mentality, he's still the greatest without having to do that. He actually cares, and not saying Jordan didn't care, but he cares for like the NBA community in general. You know, like he used to work out with KD. He used to work like literally all the young talent. He used to work out with them because he shares the glory. That's what makes him great.
Yeah, you want to work out? Yeah, sure.
He still dominates.
I'll drop 30 on you tomorrow with like 10 rebounds and 10 assists. Oh, really? Got you.
Yeah, that's like my favorite thing that he does now, man. I'm a Celtics fan, but I enjoy watching it because of LeBron. I'm a LeBron fan, like we all LeBron stans. But I like the new thing that he does now. He stares at the ball, and then he does a jab step, and then shoots it. I think it's the most triggering thing as a defender. Because he makes it like, literally 90% of the time. But he stares at the ball, and then he takes a jab step. It's so disrespectful.
The worst and thing then he just shoots it. It's a predictable move.
Like, he spins
wants
the ball.
You to know and, that he's going to take the shot. Whether you like it or not, he's going to take the shot, and you're just going to be a highlight reel.
Yeah. Yo, I think one player fell for it. One player was like, nah. So he jumped, and LeBron just blew past him. I forgot who fell for it. Like, he stared at the ball and jab stepped, and so he jumped. He thought LeBron was going to shoot it. And LeBron, he just, like, took a left dribble and then just got an easy layup.
I think that's what it is. You're either going to get shot.
It's a psychological warfare at this point.
After LeBron rolling the ball in his hand, or he's just going to drive it and dunk it on your teammate.
Yeah. Right. It's a psychological warfare at this point. Like, anyways, man, I'm glad we caught up. It's been a while since we dropped an episode. I actually don't know how all of this is gonna work after we are done. So hopefully, hopefully once I click finish recording, it keeps.
You call me back an hour later, like, yo, well, we gotta start over.
I'll figure out we're gonna go from there. But if it were, nah, man, we're not starting over. Screw that.
That was like the interview.
We
interviewed
me. We have done that before. Yeah. Remember
for your entrepreneur series.
Actually, I have a couple people that reached out, but I need to.
Hey, man, with work, as long as you put the effort in, it's
just a lot of work.
If you really enjoy something, it's no longer going to be work.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's what it felt like. It became work because it was taking up a lot of more of my time. So it felt like I enjoy talking to people. Like, that's why I like podcasts. Like, I enjoy just having it, like, sharing around. And it sucks. Like, the main point of this podcast is talking about travel. And it sucks because we can't, because now we're all grounded. We're all grounded. But I figured, you know, we could still talk about, imagine where we need to be, right, where we need to go and stuff. So, but yeah, I like podcasts in general. Like, I like the raw format. You know,
right.
I realize you don't have to edit everything. Just keep it raw and keep it in there, whatever. And once I got that, I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. Because before, I thought I was trying to be all professional with it, like edit, especially the entrepreneur. Again, it depends on your audience. Like, I had to like edit everything. It was just a lot of work. I also didn't have the same tools and the same understanding that I do
back
now.
At the end of the day,
so maybe it's like what Charlamagne now said. I go back to
Charlamagne was someone like when he first like was like rising to where he is right now as a character. And on, like, his podcast, like, everything's raw. Like, what's the point of editing, like, if you want to be true to who you are? Yeah, so it's, at that point, it's like, what's the point? I mean, we're not dropping bombs left and right, but at the end of the day, it's just, we're speaking on what we truly feel about.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, we are at the 70-minute mark. I think this is a very long overdue topic.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Actually, so, with that being said, I wanted to say Dennis Rodman.
Is there anything that we missed before we go?
That's exactly how we're going to lay it. Dennis Rodman.
Yo, I'm not going. Yeah, let's end it there. All right, Dennis Rodman is the GOAT. All right. Thank you guys for joining. I don't know which episode number this is, but it's welcome.